This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today in Miami, jury selection begins in the trial of accused Al-Qaeda operative Jose Padilla. This case does not include two words that the attorney general used when announcing his arrest in 2002. Those words were dirty bomb, and word of that radiation device seized widespread attention. NPR's Greg Allen reports on the charges that Jose Padilla faces almost 5 years later.
The government says Padilla, along with co-defendants Adham Hassoun and Kifa Jayusi, were part of a cell in South Florida that supported terrorist groups operating in Bosnia, Chechnya, and Afghanistan. The most serious charge, conspiracy to murder, kidnap, and maim persons in a foreign country, carries a potential life sentence. The words dirty bomb are nowhere to be found in the indictment or the charges. But as jury selection begins, Stephen Vladek, a University of Miami law professor, says they're very much on the minds of Padilla's lawyers.
It would be hard for a juror in this case to not have heard anything about Padilla, and what's likely is what they've heard about Padilla is he's the dirty bomber. In a way, that's bad for the defense because, you know, it's starting from the sort of perception that this is a bad guy. But at the same time, it's also not necessarily great for the government. There's at least the appearance that the government hasn't been able to get its story straight.
Questions also have been raised about the circuitous route the government took in bringing Padilla's case to trial. After he was designated an enemy combatant by President Bush, Padilla spent the next 3.5 years in military custody in a Navy brig in South Carolina. After the Supreme Court ruled in another case that American citizens cannot be held without being charged, without access to counsel and some due process of law, the government transferred Padilla to the civilian courts, and he was added to a criminal indictment already filed in Miami. Much of the prosecution case will be based on intercepted phone conversations between Padilla and the other defendants. Another key piece of evidence is an application to attend an Al-Qaeda training camp, allegedly filled out by Padilla and acquired by a CIA agent in Afghanistan shortly after the U.S. invasion in 2001. The prosecution wants the agent to testify anonymously, wearing a disguise. Prosecutors say they have no plans to introduce at trial any information gathered from interrogations during Padilla's time in military custody, in part because it's doubtful the court would rule it's admissible. Even so, the defense has worked hard to make those years in the brig part of this case. While there, Padilla was held in extreme isolation, subjected to sleep and sensory deprivation, conditions his lawyers say amounted to torture. David Rifkin, a lawyer formerly with the Justice Department, thinks the government will have no trouble making its case against Padilla, as long as it convinces the jury that allegations about how he was treated in the brig have no bearing on this case.
If I were prosecuting this case, I would just basically say very calmly, this is all irrelevant. It's your job as jurors to look at the following facts that establish the charges. It's sort of interesting because I think the defense would be largely arguing emotion and sentiment. And the prosecution would argue the facts. And to the extent they stick to their guns on that, they should do very well.
The defense says because of his time in the brig, Padilla suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and is not competent to stand trial. Federal Judge Marcia Cook rejected a series of defense motions that sought to dismiss the charges on those grounds and several others, motions that further delayed the trial. Law professor Vladek says even though none of those motions ultimately were successful, they still served an important purpose for the defense. They got information about Padilla's 3.5 years in the brig and the treatment he received there into the court record.
As much as the defense can make this case about the 5 years Padilla has been detained, as opposed to the 1.5 years since the indictment was unsealed, I think the more they do that, the better position they're in. Now, they have an uphill battle to fight. But that being said, this is not the strongest case that I think most observers have ever seen, and so I don't think it's an impossible fight.
The trial of Jose Padilla and his two co-defendants is expected to take at least 4 months. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.